This is the Sakar Merli of the 2nd of August, 2024. Essence, sweet children, your original sanskar is purity. You became impure by going into the company of Ravan. You now have to become pure and become the masters of the pure world. Question. What is the reason for peacelessness, and what is the solution to it? Answer. The reason for peacelessness is impurity. Now promise God the Father that you will become pure and make the world pure, and keep your eyes civil, that they will not become criminal. For only then can peacelessness be removed. You children have become instruments to establish peace, and so you can never spread peacelessness. You have to remain peaceful and not become slaves of Maya. Om Shanti. The Father sits here and explains to you children that the God of the Gita spoke the Gita. He speaks it once, then departs. You are now listening to this same knowledge of the Gita from the God of the Gita, and also studying Raj Yoga. Those people read the written Gita and learn it by heart, and then continue to relate it to people. They then shed their bodies, take other births and become children, and would not then be able to relate it. The Father continues to speak the Gita to you until you receive your kingdom. A worldly teacher also continues to give you lessons. He would continue to teach you until the study is over. Once your study is over, you go and begin to earn a limited income. You study with a teacher, earn money, become old, shed your body, and then take another body. Those people relate the Gita, but what is the benefit of that? No one knows. If they have been relating the Gita, they can no longer relate the Gita when they become children in their next birth. When they grow up and become older, they can then become scholars of the Gita and relate it again. Here, the Father only comes once from the land of peace and teaches you, and then goes away again. The Father says, "I teach you Raj Yoga, and then depart to my home. Those whom I teach then go and experience their reward. They earn their income. They imbibe everything number-wise according to their efforts and then depart. Where to? To the new world. This study is for the new world. People don't know that the old world is to end and that the new world is being established. You know that you are studying Raj Yoga for the new world. Then neither this old world nor those old bodies will remain. Souls are imperishable. Souls become pure and then go to the pure world. There used to be the new world in which there was the kingdom of deities, and that was called heaven. It is only God who creates that new world. He establishes the one religion. He doesn't do it through any of the deities. Deities don't exist here. So he would definitely give this knowledge through a human being who would then become a deity. After continuing to take rebirth, those deities have now become Brahmins. Only you children know this secret. God is incorporeal, and he creates the new world. It is now the kingdom of Ravan. You ask people if they are impure ones of the Iron Age or pure ones of the Golden Age, but they don't understand. The Father now tells you, children, I also explained to you 5,000 years ago. I come to make you children happy for half a cycle. Then Ravan comes and makes you unhappy. This is a play about happiness and sorrow. The duration of each cycle is 5,000 years, and so it has to be divided into two halves. In the kingdom of Ravan, all become body conscious and vicious. You understand these things now, but previously you didn't understand. Only those who understand this every cycle understand it now. Those who are not going to become deities will not even come here. You are planting the sapling of the deity religion. When they become devilish and tamo-pritan, they can no longer be called those of the deity tree. When the tree was new, it was Satupratan. We were its leaves, the deities. And we then went through the stages of Rajo and Tamo. We have now become old and impure Shudras. In the old world, there will only be old people. Old ones have to be made new once again. The deity religion has now disappeared. The Father also says, whenever there is defamation of religion, ... Of which religion is there defamation? It would definitely be said, defamation of the original eternal deity religion that I established. That religion has now disappeared. Instead of that, there is now irreligiousness. So, when instead of religion it is irreligion that spreads, the Father comes. It would not be said that there was an expansion of religion. In fact, that religion disappeared and there was expansion of irreligiousness. There is expansion of all religions. From one Christ there was a great expansion of the Christian religion. However, the deity religion had disappeared. Because of becoming impure, they cause themselves to be defamed. It is only the one religion that then becomes irreligious. All the others are moving along fine. All continue to stick to their own religions all the time. The original eternal deity religion that was viceless has now become vicious. I establish the pure world and that then becomes impure and Shudra. That is, there is defamation of that religion. When people become impure, they cause themselves to be defamed. By going into vice, they become impure and cannot call themselves deities. Heaven changes into hell, so no one is pure. You have become so dirty and impure. The Father says, I made you into beautiful flowers, and then Ravan made you into thorns. From being pure, you became impure. You have to look at the condition of your own religion. You call out, come and see our condition. See how impure we have become. Make us pure. The Father comes to make you pure from impure, and so you do have to become pure. You also have to make others the same. You children have to continue to examine yourselves and check whether you have become full of all virtues. Is my activity like that of the deities? In the kingdom of deities, there was peace in the world. I have now come to teach you how to establish peace in the world. So you also have to stay in peace. I show you the way to remain peaceful. Remember me, and you will become peaceful and go to the land of peace. Some children remain peaceful and also teach others how to stay peaceful. Others spread peacelessness. They remain peaceless, and they also make others peaceless. They don't understand the meaning of peace. People come here to learn peace, but when they return from here, they become peaceless. There is peacelessness due to impurity. People come here and make a promise. Baba, I belong to you alone. I want to claim the sovereignty of the world from you. I will become pure and definitely become a master of the world. Then, as soon as they go home, Maya brings them storms. There is a battle, and they then become Maya's slaves and want to become impure. Those who make a promise that they will remain pure are the ones who assault innocent ones. Because Maya attacks them, they forget their promise. You made a promise to God. I will become pure and claim the inheritance of the pure world. I will have civil eyes. I will not have impure vision. I will not indulge in vice. I will renounce criminal vision. In spite of that, they become defeated by Maya, Ravan. So they then harass those who want to become viceless. This is why it is said, innocent ones are assaulted. Men are strong, whereas women are powerless. Men go to war because they are strong, whereas women are delicate. Their duties are different. They look after their homes, give birth to children, and sustain them. The father explains, they just have one son there, and there is no mention of vice. Here, even sannyasis sometimes say, you must definitely have a son. It is deceitful ones with criminal eyes who give such teachings. The father says, of what use would children be at this time, since destruction is just ahead of you? Everyone is to be destroyed. I have come to destroy the old world. That is what sannyasis say, but they don't know anything about destruction. The unlimited father explains to you, destruction is now going to take place. Your children will not be able to become heirs. You think that there should be a trace of your family, but no trace of the impure world will remain. You understand that you belong to the pure world. People also remember that. Because the pure world existed in the past and it was called heaven. However, because of being Tamopritan, they cannot understand anything. Their vision is criminal. That is called defamation of religion. Such things do not exist in the original eternal religion. They call out, O purifier, come. We are impure and unhappy. The father explains, I made you pure, and you then became impure because of Ravan, Maya. You now have to become pure again. You become pure, and then there is a battle with Maya. You were making effort to claim your inheritance from the Father, but you then dirtied your face. And so how can you claim your inheritance? The Father comes to make you beautiful. The deities who were beautiful have become ugly. They show images of the deities with dark blue bodies. Do they ever show Christ or Buddha in that way? They make dirty images of the deities. The bestower of salvation for all, who is the Father of all, to whom everyone says, Supreme Father, Supreme Soul, come and liberate us, cannot be ugly. He is ever beautiful, ever pure. Only deities are called great souls. Sri Krishna is a deity. It is now the Iron Age. How can there be great souls in the Iron Age? Sri Krishna was the first prince of the Golden Age. He had divine virtues. Now there are no deities, etc. Sages and holy men become pure, but they still take rebirth through vice. Then they have to adopt renunciation. Deities are constantly pure. It is the kingdom of Ravan here. They show Ravan with 10 heads, 5 representing the male and 5 the female. You understand that all of us have the 5 vices in us. You cannot say this of the deities. That is the land of happiness. If Ravan were to exist there too, that would become a land of sorrow. People think that because deities still give birth to children, they too are vicious. They don't understand how the deities are remembered as those who are completely viceless. This is why they are worshipped. Sannyasis also have a mission. They only allow men to take up renunciation, and they increase their mission in that way. The Father then creates a new mission of the family path. He makes you couples pure. You will then go and become deities. You have not come here to become sannyasis. You have come here to become the masters of the world. Those people take birth on the family path and then leave it. Your sanskars are of purity. You have now become impure, and so you have to become pure. The Father is creating the pure family path ashram. The pure world is called the Golden Age, and the impure world is called the Iron Age. There are so many impure souls here. These things do not exist in the Golden Age. The Father says, whenever there is defamation of religion in Bharat, that is, when those of the deity religion become impure, they cause themselves to be defamed. The Father says, I made you pure, and you then became impure and were of no use. It is when you become so impure that I have to come to make you pure. This is the cycle of the drama that continues to turn. Divine virtues are needed in order to go to heaven. There must not be any anger. If there is anger in someone, he is like a devil. You need to have a very peaceful stage. If you become angry, it would be said that you have an evil spirit of anger in you. Those who have any evil spirits in them cannot become deities. They cannot become Narayan from an ordinary human. deities are viceless. As are the king and queen, so the subjects too are viceless. God the Father alone comes and makes you completely viceless. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. You have promised the Father that you will observe purity, and so you have to continue to save yourself from attacks of Maya. Never become a slave of Maya. Never forget your promise, because you now have to go to the pure world. 2. In order to become deities, make your stage extremely peaceful. Do not allow any evil spirits to enter you. Imbibe divine virtues. Blessing. May you become a conqueror of obstacles by remaining aware of your angelic form and experiencing the Father's canopy of protection. As soon as you wake up at Amrit Vela, bring into your awareness, I am an angel. Give Father Brahma this gift he loves, and Bapdada will then enfold you in his arms every day at Amrit Vela, and you will experience yourself to be swinging in super sensuous joy in Baba's arms. Even if any adverse situations or obstacles come to those who remain aware of their angelic form, the Father will become a canopy of protection for them. So by experiencing the Father's canopy of protection and his love, you will become a conqueror of obstacles. Slogan. A soul who is an embodiment of happiness will easily gain victory over adverse situations with his own original stage. Om Shanti.